paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime, and bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my
is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school wrestling.
Lammers is going to be taken down.
He tried a little bit of a throw, and Dibbern just went with an inside trip and just about took him right to his back. Going to be 5-2 now.
Today, it's the 17th annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. High school wrestling on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
That's not over. Lammers gets the escape here. It'll be 5-3. Dibbern with the lead over Lammers.
Oh, and he's dangerous. Here he goes. He's got a headlock locked up.
Lammers, as they roll through, Money just taking him to his back, and he did. Lammers is getting near fall.
That's not even a wrestling move. He's just incredibly funky in the way he does things. We said it the whole match, and there it was.
Numerous area athletes qualified for the 2015 state meet in Omaha yesterday. Today, we'll chat with the head coaches and a few of the area qualifiers as they prepare for the biggest weekend of the season. All the action is coming up next as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues. And now, for the 17th consecutive season, we'll take you to the Classic Hits Studios in Kearney with sports director Doug Duda.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the 17th annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. I'm not sure how long this is going to last because all of Amherst is sitting out in the lobby, and so they just heard that. I don't know if we'll ever get to talk to Logan again, but we're looking forward to high school wrestling, and glad you're along with us. We, as usual, have Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and all of the schools from around the area, Grand Island Northwest, Amherst, Ravenna, Minden, Gibbon. We will be talking with many more schools around the area as we prepare prepare for the 2015 State Wrestling Tournament, which gets underway on Thursday morning at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. And classes A and D will be up first at 9:30. Then they go right into their quarterfinals. B and C will start Thursday afternoon, and that is at 4:30. Then we go on to Friday, same situation. A and D will go in the morning with the WrestleBacks at 9:30, followed by B and C at 12:30. And then Friday night, it is the semifinals and third-round consolations beginning at 5 o'clock. And, of course, wall-to-wall coverage of the entire state meet. But we will have all of the semifinals for you as well, starting at 5 o'clock Friday night, as we always do, here on Classic Hits and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Then on Saturday, wrestling continues with the medal rounds at 9:30 in the morning. And for the second consecutive year, the finals will start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. So we hope you enjoy it. The dual tournament is also had its top eight set. Let's take a quick look at that here, because that will be a week afterwards here in Kearney at the UNK Health and Sports Center. All of these top eight in each class based on their district results. Grand Island will be the number one seed in Class A, and they will take on number eight Papillion La Vista. Also on their side of the bracket, four and five are Omaha North and Omaha Burke. The number two seed will be Millard South. They'll face Lincoln Southwest in what could be an interesting duel. And then Kearney and Hastings will face off in the first round of the Class A dual tournament, 3-6. In Class B, Omaha Scut is number one. Plattsmouth is eight. The number four and five seeds are Gretna and Nebraska City. Then on the other side of the bracket, West Point Beamer will be the number two seed. They will take on Scott's Bluff in the first round. And Grand Island Northwest, the sixth seed, will take on their conference rival York. They finished 1-2 yesterday in there. Class B3 district. In Class C, Valentine will be the top seed for the dual tournament. They'll take on 8th seed East Butler. Also on their side, O'Neill, a surprising number 4 spot in this dual wrestling tournament, and they will take on Battle Creek, so O'Neill and Valentine can face off in the semifinals. David City's the number 2 seed. They'll get 7th seed Central City, and Wilbur Claytonia will get Gibbon, the number 6 seed, in the first round of the state dual tournament. Finally, in Class D, Amherst, of course, they've won them both in Class D, and they will be the number one seed and draw Hemmingford, the number eight seed, who is more well-known for their football prowess here over the last couple of years. The state football champions will get Amherst in the first round, and then in the 4-5 matchup, it's Sutherland and Creighton. On the other side of the bracket, Windside is the number two. They will take on Friend, and North Platte St. Pat's, the number three, will get Maxwell in the first round of the state dual championships. They've changed it up a little bit this year. Coming to Kearney on the 28th, the A and D quarterfinals will go at 9 a.m. and then B and C will go at 10:30. We had wrestled A and D all the way through, and then B and C. They've changed it up this year to keep the teams here for most all of the day. The semifinals in all classes will be at 3. Then they'll wrestle the third and fifth place matches, and the championship duels in all four classes will be at 7 o'clock. But that's still a couple of weeks away. We're getting ready for the individual state tournament. And as always, we get things started with Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com. We'll start the wrestling rally right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation's dependable quality service is perfect for your home or business, anywhere in Buffalo County. Find us in the Pleasanton phone book. Good luck to all our area wrestlers from Ravenna Sanitation.
See RAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers in state from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
17th annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally underway. Ross Halford from Husker Mat always joins us to get the show underway, and then we'll be chatting, of course, with our area coaches and teams and qualifiers as we get ready for the 2015 state meet Thursday. A and D, of course, get going first thing, and then the B and C will have the afternoon session. And Ross, it's always fun to recap what happened over the weekend, and how are things with you at Husker Mat?
Yeah, very well. Back from O'Neill, the C2 district, and, look through all the district results statewide, every qualifier, every class here, put together some notes here, just kind of recapping everything as well. And just started looking at some of the state brackets and some of the potential matchups that we have. But that was always a great weekend of wrestling, and certainly lots of stuff to talk about out there.
Well, just kind of a broad question, as we always start with, what stuck out to you? There's always some upsets. I don't think the team races were too crazy, but what caught your eye?
Class A, you know, the A1 district, of course, being very very challenging. Millard South, Kearney, 1-2 in my ratings. And then, of course, you had Papillion La Vista and Creighton Prep, solid teams, too. And Millard South and Kearney really dominated that district. Both bring 13 down to Omaha. Millard South had 5 district champions, Kearney just 2. But Kearney got maybe a few surprises. Their 120 didn't qualify, but then they got the 138 and the 52, you know, over here to Omaha. So they got one more than I thought maybe that they would, and potentially, you know, probably should have qualified all 14. But Grand Island in Class A, boy, you know, this goes, you know, with one of those, what was I thinking? You know, I thought Lincoln Southwest as the host at A2 would win that, and Grand Island just smoked the field. I mean, 234 points, 13 qualifiers, 7 district champions, at 20 pins in the tournament, and Lincoln Southwest second with 155. So, you know, they had 10 qualifiers, a few less, but, you know, pins were the difference, and certainly district champions were the difference in that. But, wow, that's as good as you can wrestle. You know, that's kind of one of those with Grand Island. You know, where you been all year, they had some kids we talked about at the beginning of the year that really stepped up, and good district championship for Coach Morrison in Class A. You know, the other team champions were in Class A were kind of as predicted. In Class B, of course, you know, Scott brings 12, 7 district champions as well. And then in Class C, it's going to be, you know, I'm still trying to figure out this team race here. Still think it's David City, Valentine, O'Neill. We'll find out how that goes. And, of course, if you want to highlight Class D, you can just look out at that D3 district you guys were at yesterday. And just when I thought Amherst couldn't possibly, you know, top what they usually do, 281 points, 13 state qualifiers, 7 district champions out of D3. And, I mean, they're just so far ahead of the rest of the field out there.
Ross Halford, Husker Matt, with us here on the annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. As you kind of alluded to, Class C is going to be the closest team race. How close can Class A be? It looks like Hastings maybe won't figure in this team race after being in the top 4 all season long?
Correct. Yeah, Hastings, without Andrew Schilke at 120, who was top 3 rated, and now they don't have the freshman Deshaun Dixon at 145, did not wrestle yesterday at district. So, you know, that potentially takes almost 40 state, you know, tournament points out. So you're not going to beat Miller South or Kearney or Grand Island with missing that many points. But I think with Class A, you know, I haven't looked at the brackets real close, but I'll tell you that I think Millard South is the favorite, but I don't think that they'll cinch this thing up here probably until Saturday morning sometime. I think they've got a little more top end points than I think Kearney does. I mean, Millard South brings 3 unbeaten kids, and you know, I think they're pretty big favorites. You know, to win those 3 weight classes, and I don't think you can say the same for Kearney, but. You know, keep an eye on Grand Island. You bring 13 down there, you can match those, and they do have some top end points with Silva and Billy Thompson, you know, off the top of my head, and Skylar Schmidt, as well as he's wrestling right now, should be. I think he drew to the same side as Jody Miller South. So yeah, I mean, Grand Island could definitely make a move up in that Class A.
Ross, obviously one of the interesting things is Kearney, I think, will have a – it'll be big on Thursday in that quarterfinal round with so many 2 and 3 seeds going in. And because Millard South and Kearney were in the same district, they won't have to meet up until till Friday. So that could be a big Friday in the team race from a team point situation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you want to get kids through to the semifinals because at that point there, you cinched up a state medal and clinched those team points there. So, yeah, it's absolutely critical to have a great first day. But no doubt about it that, you know, each of those teams will put kids in the wrestle backs, and, you know, that really makes the difference. I mean, it was, you know, at the district level, 212.5 to 198, so that's not a big spread. I mean, both of those teams are equally deep, but points get magnified, big points get magnified at the state tournament level. And like I said, I think Millard South is in the driver's seat, but that's why you wrestle the state tournament.
Chatting here with Ross Halford of Husker Matt as our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally getting underway. Glad you're along with us. And we always talk about upsets that mess up those brackets. The draws are blind the way it is, and then all of a sudden you get some highly rated wrestlers that fall. We had it with the McKeel kid yesterday in Class D. Where were some other upsets yesterday that are going to affect the brackets?
Well, you know, I was up in O'Neill, and with track wrestling, you know, you're able to follow all the other districts. And, of course, I was, you know, following some of the high-profile type matches, and it was early in the day, and I said, well, you know, things are going according to plan right now, you know, not many upsets, nothing really major going on. I said, just wait, it's a matter of time. And probably, you know, within 5 minutes of each other, we saw unbeaten freshman Connor Locks out of Hastings get upset by Adam Kinneman out of Lincoln Southeast at 106 A4 district. And just a few minutes later, then we saw unbeaten number one rated Trey Nikolajczyk out of Cedar Valley, 126 class D1, got upset by Dante Clark out of Archbishop Bergen. And we nearly saw an unbeaten number one go down up at O'Neill with Nick Burka, who he won 182, but he had everything that he could handle from Bailey Thompson out of O'Neill as well. And of course, we talked about this the other day. I was on the show, number one rated Ty Johnson out of Grand Island Northwest. I thought Wolverton from Seward would give him a go in the B3 district finals, but it was Carson Runge out of Lakeview that actually upset Ty Johnson in the B3 district semifinals. So I thought that Johnson was maybe and he's kind of in that position there where he was kind of due for a loss, as well as he's wrestled all year. But I expect him to come back strong this week here and really wrestle well in Omaha.
We'll be talking about some of the storylines towards the end of the show with Ross. And, of course, the state dual points came out, and not a lot of surprises sitting right there. But as we look at what's coming up this weekend, and as I said, we'll get to those guys that are wrestling for monumental things towards the end. Some minimal changes, but what's going to be the storyline going into Omaha this week in your eyes, Ross?
Well, again, you know, if you talk about big storylines, you know, a good team race in Class A, certainly a great team race in Class C shaping up here. You have Doyle Trout from Centennial, who of course is looking for his fourth state title. You have several wrestlers looking for their third state title. Off the top of my head, Matt Clark out of Syracuse, who yesterday, this is one of those things that's hard to interpret as far as records go, but you know, depending on, you know, where you get your information at as far as records go, that Matt Clark, I think, with 69 consecutive pins now, he's a Class B heavyweight, of course, and I believe that is an all-time national out there. Again, it's up for interpretation, but a phenomenal job anyways, and he'll go for his third state title. Jason Hansen, four-time C2 district champion, he'll go for his third state title as well. Yeah, I might be missing one more. I'm just not off the top of my head, though. It's kind of the individuals that we're looking at.
Well, Ross, as always, thanks for getting the show off to a good start. We'll talk again towards the end of the program.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
Ross Halford, Husker Matt, HuskerMatt.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll hear from him again at the end of the program. A little more on the duels and other wrestling information. When we come back, the five-time state champions, two-time duel champion Amherst Broncos, as we continue with the 17th Annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in the area, and they're protected by the most advanced trait technology in the industry. So talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Brent and Sarah Woodman of Kennesaw.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The leader in online banking, with online bill paying and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, wrestlers.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, seedsmanship at work.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area wrestlers.
Klingelhoffer Well Drilling in Amherst would like to take this time to wish the area wrestlers the best of luck. Klingelhoffer is a very proud supporter of high school athletics and academics. Try hard, do your best, and that makes you a winner on and off the mat. Good luck, Amherst wrestlers and coaches from Klingelhoffer Well Drilling.
Welcome back to the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally as we bring in the Amherst Broncos. And we're joined now by the head coach, Tyler Herman, coming off the D3 championship yesterday. 13 kids make it in. And as always, thanks for coming in, Coach.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you on. The goals are big at Amherst, obviously, and districts for you is different than some people. Districts is to set up a run at the state tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. We know our goal all week was to get 14 in, and we were one shy of that. We got 13 going to state, and we knew there were going to be a lot of big matches at the district tournament, and it's important to have a good district tournament to get some momentum and some confidence going into Omaha. And, you know, I think we performed really, really well. We had a great 2 days there in Elm Creek at the D3 district, and gets our guys motivated and ready to go for this week.
Tyler, I think we've got a mic check over there, so let's take a break. We'll get that fixed, and then because I don't want to miss anything you got to say, all right? We'll be right back.
In the market for some Galve? See Mike or Dell Taubenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, pay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills from Taubenheim Galve.
Tubbs Pub in Sumner offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today, a proud supporter of all area wrestlers.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Rodfoot Sand and Gravel.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
So what do you think? You think I got this fixed, Tyler?
Yes.
Tyler Herman, Amherst wrestling coach. We were talking about getting set up for the state tournament through districts. Did you feel that you got that done yesterday?
Yeah, I think we had a great district tournament. You know, we wrestled well. We got 13 of the 14 guys in, and that was huge. Of course, we wanted to take all 14, but, you know, 13 is a great number to have. And, you know, I think our performance really gave us a lot of confidence and a lot of motivation going into this weekend.
You mentioned one thing that I wanted to bring back up. You mentioned early on in the season that this was more about winning a team title, because if you show up and do what you're supposed to do, you should win the team title. And I know you're not going to talk about that. You're going to pound it home with the kids. But you wanted individual champions. You've won a lot of team titles, and you've had two or three each year, but you thought you could bring home a lot of individual titles, and your schedule was as tough as it's ever been. Now, how do you feel about that goal that you talked about at the beginning of the year?
I feel really good about it. Obviously, we won the last five Class D state titles, and you know, coming into this year, we had no returning individual state champs. Logan Dibbern was our lone finalist coming back, and so the goal was to get more kids on top of the podium in Omaha this year, and I think we've set ourselves up real nice for that. As you mentioned, we wrestled a tough schedule this year. We're definitely battle-tested, and we don't have anybody on the team with less than two losses. You know, the schedule we've wrestled, I think, has prepared us for February, and that was the goal, to wrestle the best kids across the state and make sure we're ready to go that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Omaha. I think we've done that.
Because you have qualified so many more kids than anybody else in D, that means that there's going to be a lot of teams in that 5 to 7 qualification area. Who are some of the schools that you know you'll probably see some quality competition from as you looked at the brackets?
You know, I think Friend obviously is a team you got to look at that might be in the hunt for that runner-up trophy. Teams like Oakland Craig, North Platte St. Pat's, you know, maybe even Winside. You know, there's a lot of teams, like you said, with that, you know, 6, 7, 8 qualifier range that are going to be tough. And you know, maybe they don't have the depth that we have, but there's a ton of good individuals in Class D this year, especially at the top. There's a lot of tough weights, and, you know, we have some battles on our hands, and, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Who all did you bring here today? How many of these? It looks like 27 kids.
Yeah, not quite 27. I think maybe there's 10, 11 boys here, so we got quite a few.
Let's start. Let's just Peyton Shockey's right here. He's the 220-pounder. He's ranked number one. He comes away yesterday with a championship over Winberg of Pleasanton. And Peyton, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
What's it? Is it different being ranked number one than earlier in your career where you were trying to get to that point, or does it make any difference?
Nah, it doesn't really make any difference. Coach always says rankings are for the fans, and it's not really about how high you're ranked, who wants it more at the end of the match, and who wants it more in February.
He does the ranking, so he thinks you're number one. Does that give you a little extra confidence?
Yeah. I kind of always thought about being number one. Never really bothered me too much being ranked lower. Kind of gave me the confidence to go and beat the upper guys, not really have any pressure on me to stay on top.
Talk about what you're looking at here at state. I mean, you've got a tough draw right out of the get-go here, a Weeping Water kid that's got 44 wins. Tell me a little bit about your bracket and maybe the first couple kids you'll see.
The first couple kids I haven't really seen. I don't really know what I'm going to be going up against. My coach, he knows a little bit about him, but I really don't worry too much about if they're, like, they're...
You're fine.
About their records, it's about how, again, how much you want it in the end. And I think I have a pretty good determination to get to the top. And so it won't really matter who comes in my way.
All right, Peyton. Hey, best of luck. We'll see you in Omaha.
Thank you.
Who should we send in next? are you the joker of the team, Peyton?
No.
No?
No.
You made some big waves this weekend. Congratulations. You're the only one to knock out a number one before the finals at the D3 district. Big accomplishment.
Yeah, I was pretty happy about it.
How's your noggin?
Pretty good.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. Did for the folks that don't know, it was an interesting matchup in the semifinals. You got thrown to the mat kind of hard, and some people said, you know what, that kind of changed. I don't know if it changed your attitude, but the light switch got a little bit brighter there. Talk about what happened from that moment on.
It kind of really upsetted me, and I told myself that I did not want to lose to him, no matter how good he was or what rating he was, or I just went for it.
So after you beat the number one kid, you still have to go into the finals, and you want to get a victory there, and you had a tough match there. Talk a little bit about your final match yesterday.
I knew he was going to be a tough kid to wrestle. He wrestled me at FKC and beat me, and that kind of made me mad too, so I want a little bit of revenge, and I got it.
Jeff West, of course, of Elm Creek, was the kid that you beat yesterday in the finals. What happened different besides the score? How did things change from the conference meet to yesterday, and that allowed you to pick up the win?
Well, I had a, like, Peyton Shockey's dad. He gave me a lot of motivation and stuff, and I don't know, I just meant a lot to me, and just went from that.
So you and Braden, you got a little rivalry going?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Did you bring him with you?
Yeah.
I'm looking around. Well, let's bring him in next. Let's keep it going here. Braden Cumston. Peyton's at 120, and Braden also a district champion yesterday at 113. And, Braden, congratulations.
Thanks.
It didn't take you very long in that final yesterday. You went out and got the pin and got the job done against Coosick of Franklin. Tell me a little bit about how you got it done yesterday.
Well, I just took him down in the second period and then just rode him. Stacked him up at the end, pinned him.
Tell me a little bit about your year, how you think you've been getting better from week to week, where you've maybe most improved this year.
Well, after we had a really tough competition going on this whole year and then just helped all through districts.
Is it hard to crack the lineup? I mean, there's, you guys got a lot of kids in the room, and sometimes there's a guy that could wrestle varsity for just about anybody else that has to wrestle JV for you guys. How hard is the competition in the room?
It's pretty hard. It's pretty even. If we all have, like, headache or anything, it's harder than that.
Well, who should we talk to next? I'm going to go with this. You get to pick who goes next. I'm going to let you pick who goes next.
Trace Bosch.
Okay, Trace. We'll get rid of the first few weight classes. 106 pounder here is Trace Bosch, who was just a freshman, but had a pretty good junior career. Trace, what was different about wrestling at high school than everything that led up to your freshman year?
Oh, everyone's just a lot better and it's a lot more motivation to win and everything, I guess.
What was it like the first time you kind of stepped on the mat and got your first win as a varsity wrestler?
Oh, I was pretty nervous, but then once I started wrestling, it got better after that.
You, again, were a champion yesterday and beat Landon Hopkins of Sandhill-Stedford. You guys were both rated, and you had a pretty good finals match yesterday. Tell me a little bit about how you got it done.
Oh, I just wrestled like I could and just went after him, so it was...
So you're going to Omaha as any freshman, your first chance to go down there. Have these guys given you any advice yet, or is that still to come?
Just don't get nervous and just wrestle like I can, I guess.
All right, buddy. Hopefully we'll see you here 4 straight years, all right?
All right.
Trace Bosch from Amherst. Brant Florell, 132-pounder. He's going to join us next. He was another district champion yesterday. How you feeling, man?
Feeling pretty good. How are you?
I'm okay. You ready to go to Omaha?
I am.
What's going to be different about a trip to Omaha for some of the guys go for their first time like Trace? Some of the guys have been there and meddled and done a lot of good things. You've got a good mixture on this team. Tell me what your thoughts are as you get ready to head down to Omaha and maybe a little bit about your first match or two.
Well, I've actually wrestled my first two matches here before earlier this year. And for me going down to Omaha, this is kind of my last chance. So I'm really excited.
If can you remember back to the first time you went to state, what you might tell any of the guys that are going the first time, what your thoughts were and what you have to be ready for?
Oh, just to go out and wrestle your own match. The circle's the same size. The periods are the same time length. Just go out and wrestle like you usually would.
Do you like wrestling in the morning session or the afternoon session? Does it matter?
I don't think that matters too much. Personally, I probably like the morning session.
That's what you guys got in Class D. Brant Florell joining us here and ranked fourth going in. You beat the number two ranked wrestler yesterday. What do you think about possibly making it to Saturday? What's it going to take to be in the parade and to be atop the medal stand?
I think I'll just have to keep a level head and wrestle like I know I'm capable of.
All right, man. You know how to walk in the dark because they kind of put the spotlight on you and all that good stuff. You'll be okay.
I'm hoping so. I'm excited.
All right. Brant Florell, 132-pounder. Let's bring Jacob Martinson in here as we're talking to some Amherst wrestlers on the Classic Hit Rally. We've got a whole bunch of other folks that we're going to be chatting with as well. This guy right here. He was like our favorite wrestler last year. Jacob, congratulations on getting back to the state tournament.
Thanks.
A little different feeling for you this year?
Yeah, a little bit different. Wrestling kids my own weight, I guess.
Tell us, for the folks that don't remember, tell us a little bit about kind of the ride you went on towards the end of the year last year.
Well, I went into district seated sixth, I think, and ended up beating some good kids and winning it.
You're a pretty good headlock thrower. You did that a few times to get some big wins. Are you better at that? And maybe what else have you done to kind of round out your work on the mat?
Yeah, of course, my headlock's always there, but I like to take some other shots too.
How does a guy, I mean, if I'm the other coach going, stay out of the headlock, stay out of the headlock, and you're trying to throw the headlock, how do you still get them?
I don't know. It just happens, I guess.
Anybody else in this Amherst wrestling room as good at that as you are?
Probably not.
So last year, I'm guessing if you're going down, a little surprised just to even make it to state, probably nervous as all get out. This year, expected it to get to state. So think about how you were going last year. How's that different now as you are 4 days away from going back to Omaha?
Well, I guess I know what it's like,
that's fine. He knows what it's like
to be back there, I guess.
All right.
I don't know.
No problem, man. We're going to get you down there. Some guys do cartwheels in here. Some guys just say, hey, I'm all focused. Jacob, can't wait to see you back down there, all right?
All right.
Let's go to Kalen Klingelhofer. We're talking with some Amherst wrestlers here. Has he ever thrown you in a headlock?
No, I haven't had to wrestle Jake too much in practice.
you guys, we all know that you're supposed to be wrestling guys your own weight, but how often do you guys tangle with somebody that's about 3 or 4 weight classes up or down from you?
Well, my brother Jake's a little heavier than me. He wrestles 170, and every once in a while at home at night, we'll get into it a little bit, so it's not too bad.
You ever got the best of him?
Oh, every once in a while I will.
He'll come up next, and we'll find out if that's true. Yesterday, you about put me to sleep, brother. Was that a 2-0 final?
Yep.
That was a tough battle. It was a tough battle against Bloom. You guys were trying to set each other. And, again, that was another Elm Creek-Amherst matchup. Tell us a little bit about the matchups you've had with him and how yesterday was a little different.
That was the first time I've wrestled him so far this year.
Okay.
He made the drop down from 132 for the past couple weeks in season. I've been out due to injury. But that was our first time we've wrestled. I don't think we've wrestled ever before that either, so.
Speaking of the injury, good, ready to go, 100%?
Yep, I'm all focused now. I'm back and ready to roll.
Now, as I look at the bracket, and again, this is what us media guys do, it almost worked out for you. It looks like you got a heck of a draw. Do you see that the same way?
Yeah, I guess, but it's like our big 285-pounder says, you got to beat them all when you're out there, so. But, yep, I did like that draw.
A little bit, because we talked about Nikolai, the number one ranked wrestler, for the folks that know what we're talking about. He got upset yesterday, and he got put on Bloom's side of the semifinal bracket. And, of course, for Kalen, he'll be on the other side. But, as you said, takes 3 more to get to the parade anyway. So, Kalen, best of luck, and let's get some wins down there.
All right, thank you.
Jacob Klingelhofer, is that true, everything he said?
Most of it.
Anything you want to set the record straight on?
I'll just leave it as it is.
Okay, 170-pounder Jacob Klingelhofer joining us here. He's ranked a 4th in the state. How did you feel you wrestled this weekend?
Oh, first match was a little sloppy, but got done and then finished off the tournament.
Take me a little bit, the Friday wrestling compared to the Saturday wrestling, it's very, very, in fact, is it the only time all year you guys wrestle just on a 2 days? Is that the only time you guys wrestle 2 days all year? Couple other times. Okay, so tell me a little bit about, you go in, you kind of get that first match out of the way. Is the mindset a little bit different when you return on Saturday when the semifinals are the first match?
It is, because you have a lot tougher matches in your semifinals and finals match. It's, you just focus up more, I guess.
You guys saw so many different teams this year. You had, obviously, the duel at the Devaney. You had you got to do Kearney High here at the fairgrounds. Is that exciting? Is that an exciting thing? Is that something you looked forward to weeks and weeks ahead of time?
That was really fun. I loved getting the chance to duel Kearney High, and I was focused on that match a week or two before. It was just a lot of fun.
How would you compare the atmosphere maybe from those two to what we see at districts and what we see at state?
Oh, it's kind of the same but different at the same time. State, you're competing for kids in your own weight or in your own class, mm-hmm. but going into Kearney High and O'Neill Dual, they're different classes, and that match matters, but it doesn't matter towards state.
And now that you're headed to state, what about your bracket? Give me a little thought on 170 in Class D.
Well, you got to wrestle them all, but I don't know. I got a decent draw. Get to see Dempsey in the semis and see whoever makes it to finals.
All right, man. We'll see you in Omaha. Jacob Klingelhofer, 170-pounder from Amherst. Colton Burke comes on over. How are you doing today, sir?
Good.
138-pounder, ready to roll. I'll just kind of pick up with that. Tell me a little bit about your draw down at state, some of the kids you're going to see right away.
I've wrestled the first-round kid up at Neely this year. I'm not for sure about the other kids I have on my side of the bracket.
138, a lot of people say 32, 38. 38 is extremely tough. Did you know that when you were getting ready at the beginning of the season that, hey, if I'm going to be a 38-pounder, this is going to be a heck of a tough bracket?
Yeah, I knew there's a lot of solid kids at the weight, and it's a pretty deep weight class this year, so got to come out and wrestle hard at state.
Now, Larry Baker does the wrestling coverage with me, and he keeps talking about how good you guys wrestle on top. You very rarely see a wrestler, when it's his choice, choose top. You're one of those guys. Why are you guys so good at wrestling on top? Instead of taking bottom, get the escape, which is almost a sure point, and then wrestling on your feet. Why do you feel you're so good on top?
Coach Herman shows us a lot of different technique and moves you can do on top, and you just kind of go with what you're comfortable with. And I like running tilts and wings, so you get a lot of cheap points off that.
And you had Worth yesterday. He is trying to win himself a state championship. I know you guys have a pretty good history between yourselves. Rivalries are good. You want to talk about that at all? He's a pretty good competitor, but I know you guys aren't sending each other Christmas cards either.
Yeah, no comment on that.
Okay, Colton. Good luck. Maybe you guys will see each other again down in Omaha.
Yep, thank you.
All right, let's roll on here. Dawson Trampy, 160-pounders, another name that is synonymous with sporting events, no matter what it is, over at Amherst. Dawson, congratulations.
Thanks.
Tell me a little bit about your thoughts as you get ready to head down to Omaha. What's kind of running through your head yesterday after you knew that you'd made it?
Well, it felt good knowing that I made it, because a little bit undersized, but if I just wrestle my matches, there's no doubt in my mind that I can beat some good wrestlers.
So if you're undersized, should you be a 52-pounder? Is that your natural weight, or you like where you're at?
I like where I'm at, but it's just the depth in our team that you got to wrestle wherever you can get a spot.
Is it pretty brutal in that wrestling room every single day?
Oh, yeah.
What's the best part about because obviously you guys have to all be getting better because you've been wrestling each other so many times. Who's taught you the most? Who's your wrestling partner in the room for the most time?
Oh, I wrestle about anybody I can get to, and it wrestling all kinds of different people in the room makes me a better wrestler, because it helps me. Different people do different stuff, and it'll help you learn how to defend and how to score on different types of wrestlers.
A lot of these guys didn't have to get into that heartbreak round. How big is that heart beating before you take the mat there, when you know I win, I'm in, if I don't, I'm not?
Oh, it was pretty nerve-wracking. I was nervous when I went out there on the mat, but I knew if I wrestled my match, I could get through, punch my ticket to the state tournament.
All right, Dawson, best of luck down in Omaha.
All right, thank you.
Do we have to talk to anybody else? Have we talked to I'll paste this. I'll paste the sticky right there, Logan Divern, 145-pounder. Okay, I have to admit, we talk about this. You're on the side of everybody seems to be rooting against Amherst. You guys are the Yankees. You guys are the Lakers. You guys are the, you know, whoever you want to. You're the Cowboys. You're the team now that you've had so much success, everybody roots against. Do you guys sense that?
Oh, absolutely. We have a big target on our back, but that seems to fuel our fire. We love it. We go out and we compete. And if one of our guys loses, I guarantee you there's going to be people cheering for us or cheering against us, but that just fuels a fire and keeps everybody motivated, and they want to go out there and stop that bleeding.
How well do you hear the crowd? Do you hear the crowd a lot, whether it's the Amherst crowd or the other crowd when you're on the mat?
Well, definitely when I'm wrestling good and do something, I get a good takedown or something, I definitely hear our crowd. But if I do something bad or whatever, someone like on the opposing team maybe cheers against me, I kind of sense to tune that out. So not doesn't really get to me.
Most of the guys, and I think I'm fairly accurate on this, most of your rivals are hardly ever in the conference. I mean, Worth has done some good things, and now you got Colton Lammers at Pleasanton. Their program has really come up. You guys have had some battles, but is it kind of cool? I'm not talking about Colton specifically, but to see some of these other schools, they know to be able to compete with you guys, they've got to get better. You guys are making other schools better. Do you sense that?
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you that wrestling your rivals all the time, they're going to make you better. You may not always come out on top, but when it comes down to February, we hope that we are.
So you like your draw?
Well, I got a pretty tough match in the quarterfinals. I guess in a way, you're going to have to get there sometime. I'm going to meet French somewhere, and I'm going to meet Colton Lammers, hopefully. So I guess we'll take it as it is.
What is it about this Lammers kid?
Oh, I don't know, really.
He's
a tough kid. He's well-coached, I guess. He's strong. He's got some of those moves that if he ain't on top of it, he might just catch you.
And what is it about being a Dibbern? We've been talking about you guys for years. Fans have been talking about you since before you guys ever wrestled at Amherst. They knew you guys were coming, and you guys have had a lot of matches under your belt and have all done well. And, of course, you got a bro that just can't keep those ACLs healthy. How's he coming along?
Oh, he's doing good. He can't even tell he had surgery, really. He don't limp around much. He gets around good. But for the most part, I guess we're all healthy and ready to go.
Can you guys believe it's senior time already?
Oh, it's flying by, that's for sure. Remember when I was a freshman and walking down the steps of the wrestling room every day, I could count the seconds that went by. But this year, it's a whole different story. It just flies.
Well, Logan, hey, best of luck. Always a pleasure watching you and the rest of your teammates wrestle. Good luck down there.
Thank you.
Did we get them all? That is the Amherst Broncos. Tyler, come in for one final comment here, and then we'll let you guys get back to work here. Is it kind of unbelievable that, we waited for all these Dibbrins, we waited for some of these seniors, and now you guys still have a lot of youngsters, obviously, that are going to keep doing some good things, but this has been a pretty special year or two here.
Oh, absolutely. This is a special group of kids here, the senior class, and we'll definitely be sad to see them go, but they've had a lot of success. And they're looking forward to capping their career in the right fashion here in Omaha next weekend. It's kind of scary. You know, when I first came to Amherst, these guys were second graders, I believe. And now they're seniors, and they're about ready to leave Amherst here in May. So, but a great group of kids. Couldn't ask for a better group of kids. And you love having kids like that come through your program. You know, they're role models for the younger kids in our school. And those younger kids look up to these guys, and that's who they want to be someday. And like I said, these guys mean an awful lot to Amherst wrestling. They do now, and they always will.
And finally, kind of one of the questions I asked the kids earlier, would you say that when you were trying to get to the top of the mountain, it was Howells you were chasing down? Would that be accurate? Was there somebody else?
Yeah, it was Howells. You know, we were state champs in 06. We beat Howells by a point. And then they were champs in 7, 8, 9 when we were runner-up. So that's who we were trying to knock off. If not for Howells, we'd be going for, 10 in a row, you know, instead of 6 in a row. So they kind of derailed us for a couple years there. But to bring home a state trophy, 9 years in a row, whatever it's been, that's pretty cool. It's a great accomplishment.
Well, we'll go get another one and two in the next couple of weekends, all right?
All right, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Broncos. Amherst Broncos, Coach Tyler Herman and the crew here on the Wrestling Rally. Keep this Logan Dibbern sticker and put it on the Wall of Fame here. There we go. We'll take a break and be back. A little Grand Island Northwest. We've got Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, Adams Central, Grand Island Senior High, Ravenna, Minden. It's all coming up. We'll even have one of those ex-Broncos from Overton joining us. I can't wait. Zaleski, heavyweight in 106. We'll be back after this.
Nichols Repair, Lammers Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammers Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best price for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace, see kappagrains.com.
Locally owned and operated since 1883, a tradition of community banking. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to their local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
First Tier Bank is proud to support the area wrestlers. Online banking is one of the many services at First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meat's freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service, Adams Corner Market.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what LaserTech of Nebraska offers you. LaserTech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day and the impossible with 2 days' notice. LaserTech in sunny downtown Shelton.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Congratulations to the Minden athletes on a great year, and good luck with the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go Whippets!
And welcome back, everyone, to the 17th Annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally, Grand Island Northwest. We always appreciate Coach Seabrands and the crew coming on over from GI. And Brian, good morning, good afternoon. It seems like time at this time of the year, we don't know what day it is. We don't know what time it is. We walk out of the gym and, oh, it's lighter, it's dark.
Yeah, thanks for having us. You know, this year it went extremely fast. I thought it's one of those years, and I think when you have success, it just flies by. So, but, you know, we're excited to come over here. We always enjoy coming over to the radio show, and it's a good chance for our kids to get recognized too. So you guys do a great job.
Well, appreciate that. And you guys, as we've talked about, the program is getting bigger and bigger. And now you're at a point now where you expect to be successful. Would you agree?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I think our kids have bought in over the years, and you know, some of the kids that don't have success, they understand that it's going to take time to get better. And some of those kids put in a lot of time in the off season. So, you know, it's hopefully we're setting a standard.
Yesterday you finished as the runner-up to York. You guys have had a pretty good battle. You'll get to see them again in the first round of the duels, which I thought was a little ironic. But your thoughts on how the team performed yesterday?
You know, I was really happy with our kids. You know, to get 8 kids to the state tournament is a great accomplishment for our kids. You know, you always like to squeak in a few extras, but, you know, York's got a heck of a team, and they were wrestling really well the last couple of weeks. I mean, they've had a great year as well, but you know, I thought we'd be right there with them. We lost a couple key matches that probably hurt us, and I think we had those matches back. It could be flipped around. We could be the champs, and they could be runner-up. But that's the way things roll. So
now you're on to state. Everybody looks at the brackets. I'm going to ask everybody, what do you think of your draw and how it could equate into your goals down there?
You know, a couple of our kids got some really tough matchups first round. Brian Haynes at 106. Has the kid from Shadron, which he's already beat us once this year. But it was a close match. But, you know, it's his first time making the state, so you know, I'm sure he's going to have a little jitters. But, you know, Devin Schmidt won his district and then has the number 2 kid in the state. He drew Schroeder out of West Point, I think it's – or no, yeah, West Point, I think it is. But, anyway, you know, Schroeder, heck of a wrestler, and it's one of those kids that you wouldn't think that you'd have – first round at state tournament, but you know, Devin's a hard worker and he'll be ready to go.
I know this is a kid, and again, I got a little extra interest in Schmitty because I've known the family there forever, but he's wanted to get over the hump. He's one of those kids that each year up, but hasn't reached that attainable or that final goal, and now his senior year, any senior, that has to be a little extra pressure on the kid. How do you guys deal with that?
Yeah, you know, he was a little upset when he seen his draw. I mean, because he's got a lot of respect for Schroeder. But, you know, he's just had tough draws every year at the state tournament. And, you know, Devin, you feel for the kid just because he's been there, the heartbreak round at the state tournament to get in for that medal, I think 2 out of the last 3 years. But, you know, I'm just hoping we can put it all together at this state tournament and get him a medal.
Rest of your kids, they continue on with those guys.
We go to 145. Carson Sock has a decent matchup first round, which I think we can beat the kid there, and then we'll run into the Johnson kid more than likely from Alliance, which he's beat us earlier this year. So, you know, but anything can happen in state tournament, and Carson's a go-getter, and, you know, I think he can get in for a medal some way, somehow. And then we have Austin Cooper at 152. Austin's very dangerous. I really like his draw. You know, you got Messersmith on the other side, but we got a kid that's we've beat already in the first round from Nebraska City, and then we have Moses from Lexington, which he's beat us twice. We beat him once. It's been close every time, and I think Austin will be fine. But 160, we have Josh Reimers. He had a pretty tough draw first round. He's got the kid from Scotts Bluff. We've never seen him. Just got a lot of respect for the kid. And Josh's first time to state, but like I said, anything can happen when we get there. Josh has no fear. He's just a great competitor, and he just keeps coming at you. 182, Ty Johnson. I really like his draw as well. I mean, the top portion of his bracket, there's some really good wrestlers up there, the Codgill kid from Chadron, Neil's kid from Syracuse. But I think we're sitting in a good spot, and, you know, like I told Ty, we just got to take one match at a time, and I think we'll be fine. On the other side is Sorensen, and I'm trying to think who's on the bottom side there. But, you know, we've wrestled all those kids, and I think Ty will be fine. 195, we have Bailey Dishman. And Bailey, I'm trying to remember who he has first round at 195.
Let me help.
Yeah.
Let me help with that, Coach. Bailey Dishman in the first round for Grand Island Northwest. You know, when you start at the bottom of the bracket, it's always at the top. He's taking on the kid from McCook in Matson.
Okay. Yeah, we've wrestled McCook already this year. Bailey was injured when we wrestled McCook, so we have not seen the kid. But, you know, he's a goer too, and I think he'll be fine. But then we wrestled a kid from possible next round would be the workman kid from Beatrice, which we'll have our work cut out. He's a good wrestler as well. So, but, I mean, like I said, we'll look past anybody first round. That's what I tell our kids. But I think we got some great draws. And then Dane Jaros, our heavyweight, he's kind of our sleeper. And, you know, not a lot of people know a lot about him. He's had a great year. Stays in good position. And I like his draw with the Holdridge kid first round. And, you know, it's always good when Matt Clark's on the opposite side of the bracket. So, but I think Dane will do great things down at state, and he's got a great shot to bring home a medal as well.
What about, and again, you got a couple guys here that had great records that didn't bring home the district championship yesterday. Does that change things up at all? I mean, obviously they want to be district champs, go in on the one line. Talk about how you attack that in a short amount of time.
You know, we had some kids that did not win the district championship, like you said, and I think it can motivate some of those kids because, you know, sometimes you just get rolling, and once you have that loss, I think it's better to lose before you get to the state tournament, so it kind of motivates you a little bit more to work harder and practice, and, you know, it gives you a little drive, I think, and I hope that's what our kids will do. I hope it drives them a little harder, and, you know, we've got a solid team, and I think that the way we've got things set up, I think we can score some points down there. Our goal is a top five finish, which if our kids come ready to wrestle, I think we can achieve that.
All right, Coach, we'll talk with you real briefly when we get done here. I want to talk to Ty first because he's our come on overtime. We'll talk a little bit about his 182 brown bracket. He's ranked number one, got knocked off yesterday, but I think you're just looking forward to horse racing season, aren't you?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Obviously, you wanted to get through as a district champ, but tell me a little bit about what happened yesterday and then how you kind of bounced back after the loss.
Beginning of the day, I just wasn't really right on Saturday, so I had a lot of things on my head. Then when I got into the match, I didn't really feel like myself. And then Rungi, of course, he's a horse, so he just came right at me. Then I wasn't quite on my game, so I was in his match, I wasn't in mine. Then when I tried doing anything, he kind of just stopped it. But in the end, everybody could say it was a calls, which I should have just left the ref out of the match. But
then you bounce back, though.
Yeah. Our Coach Page, he told me that we're not, even though it would be nice to win the district championship, our goal is to go down to state and win there. So that's what I kept my mind on.
It was a pretty tough bracket. You've had a great season. I mean, this shouldn't one little match shouldn't deter, especially since it's not at state, shouldn't deter what your goal is. Is that kind of the way you look at it?
Yeah, it kind of put me right back on the track. So I was getting too used to winning, where I just needed to bring myself down a level, then work myself up. I always like having a challenge. So.
And what about the two teammates you brought here? What can they get done down there in Omaha?
Cooper, I think he can go really far. Definitely a medal. And Dane, I think he's going to shock a lot of people. I think Matt Clark will win, but I think Dane can definitely put up a good run for his money. So.
All right, Ty. Hey, thanks for taking some time to come over today. Yep. Ty Johnson, Grand Island Northwest. Let's talk to Dane. He's here. I want to know, first off, Dane, they call you the sleeper because you like to take naps, or is that because of something else?
No, I think it's because I wasn't wrestling for a while and decided to come out and give it a shot again.
What made you change your mind?
Honestly, what made me change my mind was this college recruits liked it when you're in more than just one sport, so kind of looked better on my resume.
What's the future for Dane? What are you going to be doing in the future?
I plan on playing college football somewhere.
Got a spot picked out?
No, nowhere special yet.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. What about, do you think wrestling is helping you out with everything, with football, with just staying in shape and things like that?
It's definitely keeping me in shape and keeping me going in the right direction of keeping my body healthy.
And now you're heading to Omaha for the state meet. Did you anticipate that you could win a district title yesterday?
I didn't even anticipate on being on varsity right when I got there, and then end up being on varsity, then going to districts. Then after that, I planned on going to state after I saw my bracket and what I could do.
So as you get ready for Omaha, just what's your feelings? Because obviously three months ago, this isn't on the horizon for you at all, and now here you are going in as a district champ to the state tournament.
Yeah, I like the way I'm seated right now, being on the opposite side of Matt Clark. He's a really good wrestler, and just taking one match at a time, see how far it gets me.
All right, man. We wish you the best of luck. Keep the dream going, okay?
Thank you.
Let's bring in the 152-pounder here for Grand Island Northwest, and they call you Coop?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Call you Coop?
Yeah.
Austin Cooper joins us here. Coop, tell me a little bit about how things went this weekend for you.
Well, I had a pretty good district, and there was – well, at conference, there's a kid that got upsetted pretty good, and I don't know. He got the fifth seed, and I thought he would do better than that, but he came, and then I had Nichols in the championship, and he's ranked fifth, and I've already seen him once, so I knew what he – did and all that, and just went out there and got that and got the district champ. So
coach mentioned that you've seen some of these guys a few times that are in the rankings, what's especially Lexington and Cozad and things like that. Tell me a little bit about what you've learned from those opponents that you've seen that are higher ranked than you are right now.
Well, down at state, I drew the Lexington kid second round if I do beat my first round kid, and learned that he doesn't really do anything. He just scores off of my shots and everything. So
he's more of a defensive guy. He's waiting for you to make the move, be the aggressor, huh?
Yeah, he's going to get
Are you the aggressor?
Yeah.
All the time?
Basically.
No matter what?
Yeah.
You got to – now – obviously, all the guys couldn't be here today. You got a shout out for the guys that couldn't be here today from Northwest. Anything special that we should know about the rest of your team?
Just really successful. Don't let anything get in their way. And just like Devin Schmidt, he drew bad. He got a bad draw, but I think he'll come strong. And Carson, he wasn't really himself when he wrestled that Johnson kid from Alliance, and I think he'll battle back strong against him, and Reimers should do. I think Reimers would be dangerous too. I don't know, he's dangerous.
All right, man. We're going to keep Austin on as an analyst. That's what's going to go on. He's honest here. He's telling me exactly what's going on. So, Coop, hey, thanks for coming over. Best of luck in Omaha.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
Coach, is he 100% on all of his predictions here?
He's pretty close. Austin's a good listener, and he knows his teammates. So I think he's pretty close on a lot of those. He's definitely sure on Josh. Josh is a guy that keeps coming at you every second of the match. So.
Well, we look forward to seeing you guys in Omaha, Coach C. Branson. As always, this place is full of a lot of ugly guys, which you brought your cute little daughter with you here today, and give us an update.
Yeah, I brought Caitlin with me today. She's currently in remission, and we go back the first week of April for another body scan, and hopefully we can continue to keep that cancer away. And she's pretty healthy right now. We just got to – can't keep her around a lot of people just because of the flu season, and she likes being at home with her mother. But it's hard though because you can't go out in the community a lot, and you know it seems like you just can't be yourself. But,
she didn't get a lot of Valentine's candy yesterday, did she?
Yeah, she got a little bit, didn't you? Yeah, but yeah, she's a fighter, and we continue to battle, and we just want to raise awareness for the pediatric cancer. So.
Well, anything we can do to help, Coach, anything we can do to get the word out, and obviously we know where the importance is. So everybody's not only with the wrestlers, but obviously, as you've known here over the last year to 18 months, we're all thinking about you, praying for you. So great to see your daughter, great to see you, and we'll see you in Omaha, okay?
Hey, thanks so much.
That's Brian C. Branson of the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. Thank them all for coming in. We're going to take a break here on the Wrestling Rally. We've got more Ravenna, Overton, Pleasanton, and others. Kearney High, Kearney Catholic coming on down the road. Adams Central, Grand Island Senior High. So stay with us here on our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally.